How the single happened. I'll Still Love You in 2001 ended the single that MGM Records president Mort Nasseter had brought for Stanley Kubrick to approve. Stanley and I listened to the song intended to reflect his film that was changing the way people looked at movies. As it ended, we locked eyes, incredulous at the banality we'd heard. In his calm, deliberate, and arguably logical voice, Stanley turned to Nasseter and said, "Mort, I don't think so. Let's see what the Beatles come up with." There had been rumors and a communication that the Beatles were writing a single about the film, sort of confirmed by John Lennon's statement, "I see 2001 every day," but nothing had been produced thus far. Having gained Stanley's confidence and respect, I became 2001's marketing strategist. The film was the center of my life. "Did you believe that?" Stanley said, shaking his head at the Nasseter fiasco. Changing tones, he looked at me with his piercing eyes that held you transfixed. "I hear you write music. Why don't you write something?" Stanley never asked a question without a purpose. I was shaken. First, that he knew about my music, which was very private, and secondly, that he thought I'd be capable of writing something appropriate. Surprised, embarrassed, and uncomfortable, I mumbled, "I don't know what I could do. I lean towards standards." Stanley's penetrating gaze didn't flinch. It was his, "That answer's not good enough" look. "I'll see," I stammered. How could I capture 2001? It would have to be original, symphonic, transforming, out of my league. I began to think about it every spare minute. What seemed a jumping-off point was MacArthur Park, Jim Webb's abstract ballad performed by Richard Harris. It was 7 minutes long and broke all rules for what could be a popular success. For me, 2001 was a film of discovery, of man's place in the universe. As it progressed, one was drawn to higher levels of awareness. A structure began to take shape. The entry point was the title itself. 2001 was mainly called 2001, but some said 2001 or 2001. These multiple titles seemed to parallel the many interpretations of 2001, and in repeating them, signaled another level the song was addressing. Ride, glide, fly, soar. No one knew what I was doing aside from Audie Marks, my girlfriend, whose brother Ira was excited about making a demo. His girlfriend, singer Naomi Gardner, had a deep voice with substantial range. We rehearsed for weeks. Naomi got the nuances in rhythm and feeling. The recording date arrived, and we met the sound engineer, who had seen 2001 three times. We laid down several takes. I felt buoyed hearing the harpsichord. When we finished, the engineer said, "It sounds like the movie." It was 5 weeks after Stanley's challenge. The next morning, I told him, warily, that I had made a demo. Without hesitation, as if he were expecting it, he said, "Come out to the house this weekend. I'll hear it there." We drove out to Great Neck on Sunday. Stanley brought us into a large room facing the water. His daughter Anya then appeared, carrying a small Victrola, which she placed on a tiny table. I was certain we'd hear it on a state-of-the-art stereo system, not a portable phonograph made in the 50s which came with a rented house. We put on the demo. The sound was tinny and small. I was in shock. Stanley asked to hear it again. I handed him the lyric sheet. He questioned, "A garden of personal mirrors." This lyric was inspired by an image in Jupiter's space, as diamond-shaped mirrors go in and out of brightness. It's one of the song's final lines conveying 2001's transformative power. "That's very good, poetic," he said. He then declared, "I know what makes a hit single. The music isn't catchy enough, and the words won't mean anything to anyone who hasn't seen the film." I was devastated. The song was meant to capture the spirit of 2001, and it needed to be heard on a decent sound system. I thought Stanley wrong. He then thanked me and offered to pay costs. "That's not necessary," I said. I made a fast exit. We never discussed it again. That it has now emerged after 52 years through Wave Theory Records and been appreciated by a variety of sources is miraculous. And I believe that Stanley, who admired persistence, would approve, especially as his favorite lyric has become the title of the single, 2001, A Garden of Personal Mirrors.